Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I love it when Jan says I'm on the air. It's time for another Inventor's Invention Show. Hello, everybody. I am Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. That's the nickname I chose for myself. Why? Because I like to invent or reinvent or make improvements to inventions or just play around with circuits and you never know what's going to happen. I am speaking to you through a new microphone. No longer working with that wireless headset microphone. I built a microphone out of discrete components. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today. Today, we're going to talk about this. What you're listening to is a pair of CarPlus Strong circuits driven by a two-output Boolean sequencer. Now I know, you've heard me talk about those kinds of circuits over and over again. But something new has happened. Thank you, Shane. I'm glad the mic is clearer. The new thing is that I have simplified the CarPlus Strong circuit in such a way that it will now fit on a credit card or a circuit board the size of a credit card. Or at least that's the plan. And what I'm going to do on the show tonight is share with you every single technical detail about how that circuit works and what it's doing so that you can understand it and enjoy it and build it yourself or improve upon it or do whatever you want. Let me turn down the volume a little bit. I'm having trouble speaking with all that noise in my ears. But you get to listen to it. Okay. The basic concept here is, well, why don't I start at the beginning and tell you a little story about a circuit board. It was a decision that I made related to the upcoming EM 2010 festival that we have at electromusic.com. A wonderful joy fest of 3 days of fun and activity that we all look forward to every year. It'll be in September this year. And in that festival, they have what they call a laptop battle. Rules are kind of slack. They're very open and accepting, as electromusic.com is in so many ways. And you don't necessarily have to use a laptop. The winners last year, one of the guys who won last year was a guitar player. So somebody came with a guitar to the laptop battle and won. So there's room for different types of instruments. Well, I decided to give my laptop to my brother so he could listen to my iTunes collection on the road. He's a truck driver. So, in the process, I thought, why not build a breadboard and use the breadboard for the laptop battle competition? After all, I have a way to make sequences using just a few chips, and I have a way to make guitar and drum sounds using just a few chips. So it sounded really good. I had one CarPlus Strong board left over from the 10 that I built. 9 were sold to people, either bare board or built. So I took that one and I wired it up and I drilled some holes in the base of my largest breadboard, and I connected some wires. And I wasn't quite sure where to go from there. So I started building a Boolean sequencer to drive the Carplus Strongboard. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. I ended up putting some blinky LEDs, a blue one, a red one, and an orange one. Taking the plus and minus 9 volt battery voltages from the Carplus Strongboard and putting them on the breadboard and connecting the audio input and output signals to the breadboard with some wires. Set up some decoupling caps and made a 555 circuit to set the tempo, which you're listening to that tempo right now. Why don't I play with the tempo a little bit? Let's slow it down. Okay, way too fast. You get the idea. There's a little potentiometer. I love to use these little thumb wheel pods. They cost $1.24 at DigiKey. They're from Bourne's. And by the way, if you've never read the Bourne's pot book, speaking of pots, potentiometers, if you go to, I presume they're at www.bourns.com. I haven't been to the website in years, but B-O-U-R-N-S. They are a manufacturer of potentiometers, and years and years ago, 20 years ago, I read a book that before the internet was really around, so maybe it was, I don't remember how long ago it was, but the internet wasn't around then. Wasn't widely used. And you could get this book in the mail from Bourne's. And the book had every detail you'd ever want to know about a potentiometer. So maybe you might want to go look that up. They probably have it online, or I'm told they do. But they sell these cute little thumb wheel pods that are great for breadboards. And that's what I use. Next, that output of the 555 goes into a 4040 chip, which is a 12-bit binary counter. And all 12 bits of the counter are available on the pins. The output of the 4040 chip goes into some logic gates. One of them heads over to the Carplus Strongboard that I just described to you. And why don't I turn things down and move to that circuit board right now? I have to unjack something so you'll hear a little jack noise. And jack it in. This is the Carplus Strongboard itself that I designed with the help of several others. I won't mention who because some people are shy, so that's cool. But people were very helpful. Of it. that is, I am driving the VCF and VCO inputs of the circuit board with a resistively summed output of the 4070 chip, the CD4070, which is a quad exclusive OR with two inputs per gate. Op amps to some LED drivers and to some LEDs. The op amps are driving the LEDs and into the two inputs of the Carbonless strong board. Also, there are a pair of capacitors. I forget, but I think they're 470. What are they? 047 microfarad caps. 0.047 microfarad caps that are creating the stim pulse that goes into the carbonless strong board. And finally, the output of the carbonless strong board goes into the 8-inch jack that is mounted on the board. I've almost said my voice is a bit soft, so let me turn it up. Test 1, 2, 3, test. I'll tell you what, I'll switch the music off. And on the level meters, it looks like my voice is pretty loud. Now that I adjusted it, okay, music back on. Maybe turn the music down a bit. Okay, thank you for that information, folks in the chat room. All right, so that was fine and dandy. We've got ourselves a little Boolean sequencer, just like you've heard me talk about before on the show, probably, if you've heard the show before. And it's driving a carbonless strong board, just like you've heard me talk about many times before. Okay, great. But by itself, the sound you're hearing is not really a whole song. I guess it kind of is, but it sort of needs drums or another guitar or some other sound. So I was thinking about a way of making the carbonless strong board carry two voices, and that can be done, but it's not very easy. And the voices interfere with each other, so you can't really kind of run guitar and drums through a single carbonless strong board. But I did understand how to make the board work, even if I don't really follow the theory of it too well. Have to turn to more educated people for that, but I did understand how to build it, and I thought, wait a minute, why don't I simplify this thing? Why don't I make a carbonless strong board, but instead of building a prototype like I built before with all the bells and whistles and special details and... Okay, more problems with the mic, I gotta turn it down. Okay, how's that? Without all the bells and whistles and all that kind of stuff. So, I thought about it, really mainly since last night about this time, which I don't know if you can tell, but I've been up for close to 24 hours because I got all excited working on this project. And I thought, why not build a minimal carbonless strong circuit and put it on the breadboard? So I did. I made some simplifications. and it still uses the Bucket Brigade device. It uses a passive filter instead of a voltage-controlled filter built out of an OTA, or Operational Transconductance Amplifier. LM13700, it doesn't have that. There's no LM13700 chip. And it does have an op amp in the feedback loop to provide the feedback gain. And I built that thing, and I'm going to turn down the first circuit that I had described to you, and plug in the second circuit. Turn up the volume. And you can hear what you heard at the beginning of the show, which is sort of like a drum, a percussion sound made with a Car Plus Strong, with this miniature Car Plus Strong. What I've got here is I have that very same 555 and 4040 chip providing the 12-bit data bus. Really, it's if you include, I did include the 555's output, so it's really a 13-bit data bus. And 8 of those bits go into a CD4011. What is that chip? Yeah, 4011. Quad 2-input NAND gate. Which is, has 4 outputs which are resistively summed and go into the miniature Car Plus Strong circuit that I created last night and this morning. So, let's just listen to that for a minute. So there you hear all the different sounds that it's making in the sequence. The 4040 chip actually provides, being a 13-bit sequence, that's 2 times 4096, or roughly 8,000, I forget the exact number of notes before the pattern repeats. But interestingly, because we're using very simple logic driving off the data bus, the pattern tends to be similar from time to time. I guess I don't know how else to describe that. You'll hear the same sequence over and over, but a little bit different each time. Which is kind of nice for a song. It's kind of nice for a sequencer. And let me pull up the calculator. Oh yes, 8K is 8192. So this thing will go for 8192 steps before it repeats, which is roughly about, at this rate, something like half an hour of music. So that's one of the interesting characteristics of a Boolean sequencer. If you get enough bits and use them all in your logic, you'll make a sequence that's really long as compared to, say, 8-step or 16-step sequencer. So sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes does give you another tool in your arsenal of music adventure to take advantage of. So that's good. Well, okay. Let's get to the point here, which is that because I figured out how to minimize this car plus strong analog circuit and married up with a simplified Boolean sequencer, digital sequencer circuit, I suddenly realized that I could put this on a really small circuit board, and I thought about like a credit card circuit board. A circuit board the size of a credit card, as I mentioned before. And I went ahead and did a schematic capture using EagleCAD of just the chips and the pots and the 8-inch jack that I'd like to put on the circuit board. And sure enough, it fit on the credit card size circuit board with lots of extra room for all the resistors and capacitors that it needs. And either a battery or a solar cell. So it's now possible to make an analog synthesizer that is credit card sized and makes sounds like what you're hearing. Or let me turn on the first circuit, the guitar-like circuit, so we can hear that in with the drums, the galloping drums. Thank you. Kalimba drum sound. Maybe someone in the chat room who knows drums, like Shamester or someone, could comment on the sound of the drums. But you can get a range of sounds out of this thing. Potentiometer and see what happens. If I do this right, should be okay. This gives us a wider range of resistance on the oscillator. true. Yeah. Well, I don't really care. About 100 people are going to be listening to this, and none of them care either, so... matches that thread exactly, then you can link to it that way. So if you're listening and you would like, well, obviously you're listening, and you would like to see the thread, you can go to Google and type in credit card synth and it'll pop up and you can read the details. But listen on, because I'm going to tell you more details. I'm going to hold it up so I can look at it. The start of the circuit is a 555 timer set to a 50% duty cycle. With a 50% duty cycle circuit that's in the LMC555 datasheet. It has a potentiometer. Which I'm toying with now. And I may as well change the tempo a little. Slow it down a bit. So we can hear some more of that resonance. And I have chosen to place the output of the Boolean sequencer, the resistively summed output of that NAND gate chip, into the control input of the 555 timer. This causes the 555 to change in frequency every time the control voltage changes, or as the 4040 chip counts through its sequence, the control voltage changes, causing the frequency to change. And I looked at that on my little scope here, and got an old beat up scope that works just fine for purposes like this. And I can see a square wave, and a square wave changes as a function of time. It's in one position, then it snaps into another position, and so forth. Well, that goes into the oscillator input on pin 7 of the BL3102 chip from Shanghai Belly, which, by the way, you can buy it at Small Bear. That's www.smallbear.com for, I think it's $2.50 in that neighborhood. That's the clock driver chip for the Bucket Brigade device. The clock driver chip produces a voltage called VGG, which is apparently required by the Bucket Brigade device chip. So I send that in there. And then it produces two clocks, clock phase 1 and clock phase 2. And those go into the Bucket Brigade device chip, which again is an MN3209 obsolete chip that I happen to have, and I hope to get, or I will get, newer chips soon and see how they work. Okay, fine. There are four resistors at the output of the 3209 chip, summing it together. And then I have a DC blocking capacitor, a small ceramic cap, larger value, small size, ceramic cap, and a 100k ohm potentiometer. That goes into an inverting summing amp, and the inverting summing amp's output goes back to another 100k ohm potentiometer to a capacitor to ground, another ceramic. Get the value, I think it's a 0.1 microfarad. And a DC blocking cap to a pair of DC biasing resistors, one to VDD and the other to ground, back into the input of the MN3209 chip. So that forms the feedback loop. And then I take the output of the filter, this low-pass filter, passive low-pass filter with the 100k potentiometer, and run that into an inverting summing amp and send it out through a resistor and a capacitor to an 1/8-inch jack and a 1/4-inch jack. And that completes the miniaturized car plus strong circuit. Now it does have one disadvantage, one thing that I'm not too keen on, and I'm going to take some steps to improve upon this, which is that when I change the low pass filter potentiometer, it also has an effect on the feedback gain, which is not a good thing. You want that to be separate. So I'm going to have to use another op amp, which is okay. There's room on the board for it. And you can listen to me do that now. I'm going to adjust the low-pass filter feedback potentiometer, and you'll hear it start to squeal. Okay, that was painful. But that is the circuit in overdrive. I guess you want to call it overdrive or something. It's too much gain in the feedback loop, so it's going nuts. And it does not have the clamping diodes that protect the MN3209, the Bucket Brigade device chip, from over and under voltage. So the MN3209 chip is doing sort of a harsh version of an overvoltage limiting, and it sounds like this. Kind of kind of harsh. But I can turn it up and then adjust the feedback gain and it'll go away. Watch or listen. And it goes away. Let's turn that tempo up again. I'm not sure what to do with this circuit. I think I will actually go ahead and design a credit card size circuit board and possibly offer it for sale to people, maybe built or maybe bare board or both. Probably both. But it's just pretty cool to me because I started this whole eChuck project with the idea of making a miniature modular synthesizer. And I ended up creating some modular synthesizer circuit boards that were one anyway right now. Another one in the process. And yet another down the road that would be good in a full-fledged, large-scale modular synthesizer. Regular size, you know what I mean. But I never really completed that goal of making this miniature synthesizer. And now I have at least the beginning steps while I'm holding it in my hand. I guess I have it. Of doing that. Oh, and Electrifier has entered the chat room, and he says he actually likes the sound of this one over the other KS board, the KS board itself. Let me turn down the KS board. Oh, this is not too wild. Let's do something here. Electrifier, actually, I think you came in late. That was actually both circuits operating together. This is the circuit by itself. For clarification, in response to folks in the chat room talking, there were previously both boards running, and now there is only the new credit card sized one running. Well, it's on the breadboard, it's bigger than a credit card size, but you know, you add up all the parts and stick them on a board and it'll fit. And Jovian Pikes in the chat room has mentioned he hears clock feed-through. Yes, there's a need for more filtering in the feedback loop to eliminate the clock feed-through. Also, I'm underclocking the chip right now. I'm increasing the clock rate of the chip, and you can hear it, the clock noise increase and go away. Let's try that again. I'll turn it all the way down. And there you hear the clock noise. Hear that squealing. that squeaking. And now I'll gradually change it. Clock noise goes away, but maybe you can still hear it. And as I move it into the percussion region, it's probably gone. And by the way, the audio output of this circuit is going through an 1/8-inch jack directly into the computer, so depending on how good your speakers or headphones are, you can hear all of the sound that is being produced. There's a question from the chat room. The question is, what is KS and what is BS? Okay, for folks who haven't listened to previous shows, I should clarify, the KS is a Karplus-Strong circuit modeled after the Karplus-Strong digital algorithm that was published in 1983 by two professors, one named Karplus and the other one named Strong. And it's a very famous algorithm, and people have previously implemented it using modular synthesizers in analog form. We've seen YouTube videos to that effect, and maybe people have made circuit boards from it, I really don't know, but I did, so ta-da. And hopefully it'll be well received, because it kind of does a lot for a little. The board is pretty simple and doesn't have a lot of expensive parts and makes a lot of good sounds. Why don't we turn up the guitar a little bit there. And the other part of that question from the chat room, what is a Boolean sequencer? Boolean sequencer is my name for the simple concept of creating a binary count off of an oscillator and driving it into logic in order to produce control voltages that you can use in a modular synthesizer as a sequencer. It has certain unique characteristics. Some things it's good at, some things it's not. But I can minimize it. covering I mentioned a fixed song on the credit card synth, but I suppose one can leave that off, right? What I'm thinking of doing for the song sequence is putting some vias that one can place wires in to connect up the 4040 chip to the NAND or NOR gate that one can put on the board, so you can populate three different chips, and then you can readjust the wires. So it'll be possible to create multiple voices. It just won't be easily adjustable from the standpoint of, see, I had to minimize things to get it to fit on a credit card. There's no room for rotary switches or dip switches or anything like that, so you can easily change the logic of the Boolean sequencer. So I made it a fixed sequence, but it'll be a hardware programmable fixed sequence that you can run wires to change, so forth. Okay. And another question from the chat room. It's difficult for me to understand your projects. What synth card will content the software of the Boolean sequencer? That synth card will. Yes. Yes, Sound has asked if this circuit board is a hardware implementation of the software algorithms that I've developed in the past, or modeled from other people's work in the past. And yes, that's true. The whole point of eChuck, and the reason I call it eChuck, is because it is electronic chuck. It starts with the eChuck programming language, or also use the G2 demo or an actual G2. You could use C-Sound or any of the other Max MSP, any of the other programming languages that are out there to create software versions of this. And then you can create the hardware, and the hardware and software sort of work together. They model each other and so forth. A comment from Rob. There's a swing feel to the sequencer. Very cool. Yes, thank you, Rob. Carpelstrom circuit board that's attached to the breadboard. It's making some wacky sounds. In a limited way, you can sort of play this thing. Now I'm putting the carpal strong board on percussion. Let's put them both on percussion. Let's have a percussion jam. Says he passed a question to the thread. And by the way, we're coming to the end of the show normally. However, there is no show following this one, so we can go on for as long as we want, and I won't go on forever, but we'll go a little bit over the hour. And the question that Sound has posted, and I'll reply to it in the thread, but I'll go ahead and reply verbally to it. Sound has said, "Hi Les, I don't understand very well this project, so my first question is, will content this card synth the software of the Boolean sequencer?" The answer is yes. If I gather you meaning the English was not quite clear, but yes, I think I understand it, and the card will contain a very simple version of a Boolean sequencer that can be implemented in software, such as I have done in the past. So, yes, is the answer to that question, and I'll go ahead and explain that in the thread in more detail for you after the show. What is missing here? Oh, we're all doing percussion. Percussion should be fast, shouldn't it? Or is that too fast? I bet this is too fast. Why don't we make them both make guitar sounds? Thank you. going back to the beginning of the podcast, what I'm planning to do, excuse me, we can keep talking, but I'm running out of things to say. All I can say is that you can watch the thread. You can Google credit card synth if you want to find the thread. And I'll be posting updates and information as I proceed with this interesting little project that popped up last night. And you can read about it. Chat room before I close out the show. Would anybody like to say anything or have me answer any questions or make any comments or whatever you want to say, I'll put it on the show. Play with my dials, my knobs a little bit. Why don't we crank everything up into feedback? Thank you from everybody in the chat room for all your comments and stuff. Let me type in here. Jan, will you please fade me out? Again, thank you for listening. Stay tuned to the forum, and you'll learn all about it. Good night, everybody.